Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Officer Matt.
What's going on, Drew? How are you?
Fabulous, now that you're on the phone, and you have something fun coming up called National Night Out. What exactly is this?
I do. So National Night Out is a national event that's hosted every year here in LaGrange Park. We've hosted it for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And this year, we're excited to unveil and roll out a two-part event this year that I'm excited to tell you guys about.
This was something that you had plans for last year, and like everything else in the world, COVID kind of shut it down. So it's really a two-year unveiling. Is that right?
That's correct. So obviously, with the considerations of COVID and making sure that we're protecting our populace and the residents and the people that will come to the event, this year we're doing a two-part event.
Okay.
The first part is going to be a public safety parade on Monday, August 2nd from 6 to 8 through the side streets of LaGrange Park.
Okay.
And then on Tuesday, August 3rd, starting at 6 p.m., we will be multicasting our first ever virtual event on all our social media platforms.
That's exciting.
Yes, it's very cool. And the way we set it up, it's a two-part, the virtual portion is a two-part event with an episode of LaGrange Park's edition of Cops. So we'll be doing like our own spin on
Come
the...
Come on, really?
I'm telling you, it's very cool, man. We have a production crew from LTTV that put it all together, uh-huh. Did a lot of like post-production stuff. I got to learn a lot of cool industry terms, so yeah. I feel very much, very much a part of the action.
Exciting.
And then, yes, it has been. And then the second segment is similar to like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Okay.
It's going to be called Getting to Know Your Neighborhood, and we met with a lot of the business owners, a lot of different establishments in town, and really got to like intimately talk to the people that make LaGrange Park so wonderful.
And that makes sense, because LaGrange Park is only like 13,000 people. It's a tiny village, right?
Yes. And honestly, being so close to the city of Chicago that we are, it still has a very home feel, a very small town feel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to get out there and actually meet the people that make this town so wonderful.
I just like the fact, and I know we skipped over, I didn't say it, I haven't heard someone use the term populace in a long, long time.
You know, when I'm talking about Mr. Rogers, I get very nostalgic.
Yes!
So I think those words come out.
What is the purpose of National Night Out? You're telling us it's a two-day rollout, but what's the reason that you put it on? Why does everyone get together?
So National Night Out is an event that police departments across the country put on as an observation of the police department and the community forging a stronger relationship.
Okay.
And I think why this year is especially important to the village and to myself included is that we are putting the full weight of this event behind Special Olympics of Illinois this year.
Mm-hmm.
So all the proceeds, all the funds raised from this are going directly to the athletes and the families of the people who participate in Special Olympics.
That is awesome. Is that the first year that you partnered with Special Olympics?
This is the first year that all of the proceeds are going directly towards Special Olympics. In years past, we did have fundraiser portions, mm-hmm. like we'd have the t-shirt sales or the dunk tank. But this year, all the businesses, all of our vendors, all of our sponsors have put the full weight of this towards Special Olympics. And I've worked with some really wonderful people at Special Olympics Illinois this year, mm-hmm. and through the law enforcement torch run. And they are super excited to pair with us. We're super excited to pair with them. I think that when you get behind an organization like Special Olympics, you get really excited. And mm-hmm. honestly, it's really created an exuberance in the police department.
And so how do we best get involved?
So I would say tune into the virtual event on Tuesday, August 3rd.
Okay.
There's going to be a way that people can write in donations. There's going to be a donor drive
mm-hmm.
Through the Special Olympics Illinois website. That's going to be all posted on there. So, you know, if you if you want to, you can. If you're old school like me, you want to come in and write a paper check and put that towards Special Olympics, the athletes benefit directly from this.
Tell me that you're not the guy at the Target checkout line that waits for the total and then pulls out his checkbook. Okay?
And I am the guy that the teller looked at me and said, how old are you that you're still writing paper
why
checks?
Why are you still writing checks, Officer Matt? Can we talk about that for a moment? Why? Why?
You know what? I have an affinity for the old school mentality,
no.
And I think that's why I still have my checkbook.
No, you need to evolve. It's called a debit card or a credit card or Apple Pay.
I got to get with the times,
Drew. I mean, the village that I live in allows me to electronically pay my sewer bill now, so that was the last check that I was writing, and I'm not writing it anymore.
And that's true innovation right there. When you can pay your sewer bill online,
thank you.
You have really made it as a society.
And it sends me a virtual reminder when it's due as well.
That is fantastic.
With the virtual streaming on Tuesday, August 3rd, are we going to be virtually streaming from your cop car as well?
Yes. So there will be a part of the episode of the cop segment of this.
Yes.
You'll see ride-alongs with different officers, myself included.
Yeah.
And you'll see actual calls that we're responding to, actual backup events. There is, you know, there's quite a bit of action that we've been able to put in there. We were lucky enough to have some really good calls and stuff like that. So it gives the viewer an opportunity to see what it's like inside of the police car with the officer in the village of LaGrange Park.
How fast have you driven on LaGrange Road with the lights on previously?
I feel like my boss is also on this call right
now.
It's always in a manner in which is safe for the community, but also properly responsive.
National Night Out, LaGrange Park is doing a two-day rollout, and where can we find out more information online? Is there a website? Or is there a Facebook page?
Yeah, please go to our Facebook page. You can find all those links through our website, villageoflagrangepark.org. It'll give you all the links to our various social media accounts. We're going to be multicasting this on our Facebook, on Twitter, and also on YouTube.
Awesome.
I think we've covered it all. Drew, I really appreciate your time. I look forward to your listenership tuning in and the people of LaGrange Park and the greater area, and I think it's going to be a really good show.
No. We don't have a listenership at US 99. We have a populace.
A populace?
That is going to be our word of the weekend, Officer Matt. Populace. Thanks for chatting this morning. Wish you all the best.
You too, Drew. Good talking to you.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.